Welcome back all from Vietnam. Thank you so much, everyone, for continuing to get in touch, sharing your thoughts and opinions. The best place to do so, comments section below. And if you have a longer story, maybe some pictures, you can email hi@tuesdaydobbs.com. Apologies for having a bed in the background. I actually never really like having a bed in the background, but the light comes from right there, and it's just the best place to have it. So, let's begin this week. Thanks to all of you. Really, I mean it. Just every week, there's so much fun stuff for me to go through. I'm getting to read through all of your comments and then researching all of the little snippets that you give me. It's so much fun every week getting to chat to all of you. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it. So please do continue to get in touch. It's all thanks to you. This week is no exception. The stuff I've got this week to chat to all of you about, it's just fascinating. So let's begin. This is from Street Twin Kim. Thank you for sending this over. This is so interesting. Army surplus. Listen to this. Army surplus bikes from 10 years ago, now available to us. So this is a fascinating story about 80 surplus military bikes that have sat in crates for nearly a decade until now. So these are CCM motorbikes. They're being sold. This is coming in from Kim for about £2,000 brand new. I had one before my Vosges Rally 300 and it's fantastic. You can get colored body kits and they look the business. Okay, Kim, you've got my attention here with this. Let's take an overview of these bikes. What are they all about? Google AI says this. The CCM MT230 were Chinese-built motorbikes manufactured by Longsin in China. While branded and sourced by the British company CCM, that's Clues Competition Machines, based in Bolton, up in Northern England, for military contracts, including for forces in Afghanistan and the Philippines. All the way up until around 2019, they're Chinese-made clones of the Honda CRF 230L. Just to give you an update on CCM as well, a proud, famous British brand, but really going through a terrible time at the moment. Administration and current status of the company. Despite investment from Petalia Capital in 2021, the company entered administration. That's an awful story. In June 2025, following a halving in output and challenging market conditions, this is the important bit here. Assets were reported to be going to auction in late 2025, so just a couple of months ago, and that is exactly why these 80 military surplus machines that were never sold, that have just remained in crates for 10 years, they went up for auction and they've been bought as CCM are desperately trying to sell all of their assets and either just liquidate the company or get to a level playing field financially. So that's where we are right now. I have found, I mean, it's not difficult. I've done some research and found where all of these military surplus bikes have gone. They've gone to the famous Nathan the Postman based down in Southern England. So I'm on Nathan the Postman's website here. He's the gentleman that rode a Honda Hunter, the little 90cc Aussie postal bike, all the way from Australia back to England. And he now runs tours and everything like that. He's a cool guy. I follow his stuff on YouTube. Listen to this. I'm going to read out exactly what Nathan the Postman has written on his website. And bear in mind, I think he has almost all of these 80 Army surplus bikes. Following a chance conversation at Motorcycle Live in Birmingham, that's the motorcycle show that I was at just a few months ago, I have acquired the end-of-line stock of CCM 230 MT230s. It's a bike that the Bolton-based company was supplying to various military forces around the world up until 2019. That is the year that these exact bikes that I'm selling were built. This was a stock of bikes that were never deployed and have been crated since then. These are brand new machines that will be fully plated, British number plates, with you as the first registered owner and coming with 12 months MOT and tax. These bikes are copies of the Honda CRF 230Ls, a bulletproof bike, by the way, trails bikes, that run a basic air-cooled 18-horsepower engine with electric and kickstart. They weigh 130 kilos fully fueled. That is featherweight. And the seat height is 830mm. Incredibly manageable. They give smooth power, perfect machines for anyone looking to build confidence. These are end-of-the-line machines with only statutory 3-month warranty period. I'll be keeping a full stock of parts. This is important. Including wheel components, engine parts, plastics, and all other usable items. So if you buy one of these, you will be in good hands with Nathan the Postman. There are only 80 available in total. They were originally sold between 2008-2012 as CRX230s, and final bit here. He's really covered everything here to make sure you're in good hands. For insurance, some mainstream providers have offered coverage, with my own broker, MSM Insurance, offering a fixed policy of £190 a year. Please be accepting, though, of what you're buying. These are brand new, quote, barn find bikes that have no official manufacturer backing or warranty, but are simple and sturdy and a great deal of fun. I think these look excellent. Really incredible looking bikes. They do look like they should be sent off straight to armies around the world. This very, very stripped back, purposeful looking machines. I love the colour combo of that deep British racing green and everything else in black. All of the stats listed here, 18 horsepower, £2,450, and that's everything done on the road for brand new. In essence, Honda CRF 230 with a great backstory. The fact that these were getting ready to be sent off to armies around the world, and they've just been locked up in CCM's headquarters for almost a decade, and £2,500 ready to go. That is not that much money. I'm tempted by one of those. Kim, thank you for bringing that to my attention. Let me know if you go and get one of those bikes. I think that's a fascinatingly unique opportunity. Moving on now, so much fun stuff. Kawasaki KLE finally arriving March 2026. Have these not been away, the KLE 500s, for a good 10 or 20 years? I'm sure they have. This is coming in, this dual sport, entry-level dual sport bike from Kawasaki, arriving in 2 months, coming in at under £6,000, £5,999, 450cc, 194 kilos, fully fueled, and 47 horsepower. So, Kawasaki's entry into adventure bikes, they look excellent. Basic, simple stripback machines with engines that have been well proven in many other models. But take a look at this. You can get the entry level model, which is all black, for under £6,000. But if you're willing to spend an extra £700, you get the SE model, and that gives you, for an option, this white paint job with green frame, and I think it looks excellent with that. Also, on top of that, you get the engine crash plate at the bottom, but I think I would spend even a bit more than that, and I would go for specking it with the engine guards, because getting those engine guards specced on top of the SE spec, it just gives it another level of go anywhere, rugged looking aggression and purposefulness. That is a really good looking machine. Let's say if you get everything, you get the SE package, you get the crash bars, you're still looking at about £7,000. I think that's a lot of bike for about £7,000. And bear in mind, this is pretty much exactly the same price as the Royal Enfield Himalayan. So these Japanese brands now, they are tantalizing values, what they can offer. This, by the way, is a Thai-built bike, made out of Kawasaki's Thailand factory, I guess, to keep those costs as low as possible. Good looking bike. That, I have no doubt, will sell well. Right, on now to something else. Buying a Chinese bike without the downsides. What do I mean by this? Downsides for Chinese bikes. Look, they are really good looking bikes now. They're getting better and better. A lot of people are raving about them. The Vosh, the CF Motos, things like that. But one big thing that people often say is, you buy the bike, but it's like a white good. You're all by yourself. There isn't going to be any real after-sales support. And finding some parts can be difficult because they just don't have the dealer network the likes of the Japanese brands have. However, Mark, may have shedded some light on this. I've had so much fun researching this. This is from Mark. Freddie, if I were to buy a bike for trails, it would be down to two bikes. The Vosges 300, that's the Honda 300 copy, there it is again, or the CF Moto 450, which is a twin cylinder. Again, a bike that's been getting incredibly good reviews. Mark, thank you for this. So let's take a look. I'm just going to focus on one bike for sake of argument, a bike I've ridden. Very good little cost-effective off-road bike, the Vosges Rally 300. This is a bike that's about £3,800 brand new from MotoGP in the UK or other countries. There'll be different suppliers. Or you can get a second-hand one for £2,600, just like this one here listed on Facebook. Weirdly, this was listed at £3,750 and it's been reduced by £1,000. I have no idea why it was listed at nearly the same price as brand new. But anyway, now it's about £2,600. So let's say we buy this bike secondhand, for example, £2,600. The traditional feeling could be from people, am I going to struggle getting parts for this bike? But I don't think this has to be the case, because Mark's final sentence here, you can get loads of off-road upgrade parts on Temu or AliExpress. Mark. Okay, Mark, you've made me do some research here on this. Temu and AliExpress. Let me focus on AliExpress here. AliExpress is the Chinese platform set up to link manufacturers directly to sell their products. This is manufacturers directly to individuals such as you and I. But the key here is it's linking up those direct manufacturers from China and us, the customer. But the key thing here is it's not asking us to buy as a trader, i.e. buy a minimum quantity of 50 units. This is just individual end customers like you and I being able to buy individual items. So let's take a look at this then. With AliExpress, you are in quite good hands here. Google AI again, just to give you a bit of peace of mind. They say this, AliExpress is a legitimate large-scale online retail marketplace launched in 2010 and owned by China's Alibaba Group. It acts as a platform for independent, mostly Chinese small businesses to sell directly to international consumers. Safety and reliability. While it's a legitimate site, it does carry risks associated with independent sellers, including inconsistent product quality, potential counterfeits, and long shipping times. So remember that when you're looking for the exact parts that you need. However, good news, buyer protection. AliExpress does provide a refund policy to protect against items not arriving or not matching the description. It is becoming a much better policed site now. And if you buy in the right areas, you'll get the guarantees. Take a look at this. So bear in mind, I've just bought, theoretically, a Vosges Rally 300 for £2,600 off Facebook Marketplace. Am I going to be left out in the dark? Or could AliExpress actually be my saviour? Bear in mind as well, the truth is, many, many parts for all bikes, whether it's Triumph, Harley-Davidson, Japanese bikes, the parts are very often made in China. So what AliExpress gives us is the opportunity to just buy directly from the manufacturer anyway, because the chances are these parts you're going to be buying to repair your bikes, to fix them up, they're going to be coming from China anyway, regardless of how they're badged up. So let's take a look. Can AliExpress cover most of the points that we need if our Vosges Rally 300 breaks down? Well, let's start off with a starter motor. AliExpress Vosges Rally 300 starter motor. Here it is, £24.79 for this. It will be shipped between March the 1st and March the 8th, so I'll get this within 10 days. Fast delivery, full refund if package lost, refund if items damaged, refund if no delivery within 40 days, free returns within 90 days, security and privacy. Shipping cost, £29.57. So it's a decent amount of shipping cost, but even including shipping there, you've got a starter motor for around about, let's say £55 to £60, something like that. But the important factor here, it's available, it's there. How about if, worst case scenario, the engine breaks down? All I did here, I typed in Lonsin 300cc rally engine because Lonson is the company that owns Vosges. So many of these popped up. Would you ever guess it? AliExpress sells so many different engines for so many different bikes. £864 for a Vosges Rally 300 engine. Again, you can see here, shipping within 2 to 3 weeks. Shipping cost is quite a lot at £600. But again, the point here is you can get these parts. I'll do a couple more. Let's say if I have a crash and I damage a fairing on my Vosges Rally 300. Well, they've got the fairings as well. £33 for the little side fairing, and I'll receive that within 5 to 6 days. They have everything. Final one, engine crash plate to protect the internals. That's £15.89, free shipping for that, and I'll receive that within 2 weeks, free shipping. I think AliExpress may turn into the future of maintaining our bikes. And I can hear what you're saying now. Some of you will be saying, hold on, I don't need AliExpress made in Chinese parts to look after my classic or vintage motorbikes. Thank you very much. Get ready for this. This is how far now AliExpress are spreading their wings. Let's say if like it was last week or 2 weeks ago, I have a Kawasaki ZX9R. These are the bikes produced around about 25 years ago. One of the biggest problems with Japanese sports bikes of the 1990s are the fairings. Cracked fairings, crash damaged fairings, getting harder and harder to find them. With AliExpress, you won't have an issue. I just typed in Kawasaki ZX9R fairing set. So many of them popped up. It's £189 for the entire fairing set, painted in the way you want it for this exact bike. Shipping is £118. So let's say you're going to be paying under £400 and you get an entire freshly painted, brand new ZX9R fairing set. Okay, I'll do two more here. Let's say, for example, you have a classic enduro style bike from Japan, the Suzuki DR800. These can be quite hard to find parts for. And let's say you're having a nightmare with the carbs. They're just kaput, they're done. You need a new carburetor for a Suzuki DR800. Would you ever guess or think to go to AliExpress to find one? Well, I just typed this in simply, carburetor for a DR800 Suzuki. So many brand new ones have popped up. That's £69 plus £11.40 shipping, and you've got a brand new carburetor. And one final one, I promise it's final one. Honda Deauville, the workhorse, NT650, if you need a rear brake disc, well, that's £31, and it's free shipping. I was blown away by AliExpress and how much stuff they're actually offering. For a range of brand new Chinese bikes to vintage and classic Japanese machines. It's eye-opening. Mark, thank you for sharing that. Bike of the Week. This is following on from where we were last week when I did the Bike of the Week as the Ducati 916, but there was another bike touched upon there. Again, another Mark leaves a comment from last week's video saying, nobody mentioning the ... question mark. Fantastic bikes. I want to see if you can guess what this is. So I'll give you some clues. This is a 1 litre superbike produced between 1998 and 2003. 128 horsepower, 187 kilo dry weight. This is really interesting. I'm going to keep going with the clues here, see if you can get it. Bennett say this about the bike. The ... is arguably the best value litre size superbike on the used market today. Faster and more powerful than Ducati's 996. Brilliantly engineered, uniquely stylish, exotic even. The ... can still be found for less than half the price of its Bologna equivalent. Not bad for a booming V-twin with World Superbike race winning pedigree. Some of you will get it. MCN score it 5 out of 5. That's incredible. MCN owners ratings, 4.8 out of 5. Possibly even more incredible, that is. Here's what's so interesting about both MCN's review on the bike and Bennett's review on the bike. Both of them, of these highly respected motorcycle publications both end up, in essence, concluding that why would you buy a Ducati 916, for example, when you can have this machine? It's celebrated as a giant killer with handling and performance to match, and often beat the very best offerings of the day from the likes of the Japanese and European equivalents. It is genuinely thought of, this motorcycle, as a hidden gem of a bike. What am I talking about? Italian stallion Aprilia RSV Mille. Having a look and digging deeper into this bike, you realize how phenomenal a machine it is. So going on everything that you've heard there, and bearing in mind if you want a good condition standard Ducati 916 from a similar-ish era, you need to spend £10,000 to £20,000 now. These Ducatis of the same or similar era are exploding in value. Yet, its Italian brother, the RSV Mille, prices are still rock bottom. You can take your pick, really, but there's one I especially like here on Facebook Marketplace. So just take a look at this picture and listen to this description. Aprilia RSV Mille, 2001 model, three owners from new, 12 months MOT. New battery, 14,000 miles, part service history, some receipts, as you can see from the pictures. It's a very clean bike, starts and runs faultlessly. £2,600 for this Italian exotica with a 1,000cc V-twin engine. A bike that is as good, if not better, than its rivals of the day. Yet, let's say you can be cheeky, put in a bid that's accepted. Can you get this for just a fraction over? £2,000. I think that's a phenomenal deal at the moment. And this bike's been listed for 20 weeks, bear in mind. So even at these prices, these still aren't flying away. And that is a great bike of the week. Mark, thank you so much for that. And thank you all so much for watching this week's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. From here in Da Nang, have a great week.